listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Hey, everybody. It's good to be back with you again for the Sunday podcast. This is the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Times. So let's get to it. Our first reading from Sirach. Sirach, if it's not in your Bible, get a new Bible, because it is in the Catholic Bible. Sirach chapter 15, verses 15 through 20. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 119, verses 1 and 2, verses 4 and 5, verses 17 and 18, and then verses 33 and 34. Might want to write those down. Our second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 10, and our gospel from St. Matthew. There's a short form and a long form. Let's do the long form. Chapter 5, verses 17 through 37. What's your goal, my family? What is your goal? Is your goal to go to heaven, or is your goal just not to go to hell? I'll be honest. Growing up in parochial schooling, I had this vision of God up in heaven, long gray beard, Birkenstocks, big white flowy robe, hourglass, wristwatch. And he was on a throne, and he would send people to heaven or to hell, heaven or to hell, heaven, hell, 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 hell. And my whole goal, when I learned the commandments in parochial school, and I stood there waiting to go to confession, my goal was just to not burn forever in eternal hellfire. I was scared of God. He was a judge, and he was not someone I wanted to offend or to cross. Now, all that being said, obviously, yes, God is all-powerful. God can smite you very easily, everything else, yes. But God is love, and God is mercy, and God does not will anyone to go to hell. That's not his goal. That's not his hope. And when we approach God, although we should do it with awe, with fear and trembling, because he's so awesome, we should also approach him in humility and love, because he is love. And that brings us to the commandments. And this week, we're going to hear about some of the commandments, and we're going to hear about this invitation that God is putting in front of us. Listen to these words from Sirach. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you shall live. Think about that for a second. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. Now, will commandments, strictly speaking, save you? No, God will. But to follow the commandments, to live in the commandments, to follow God's will, means to live in God. You too shall live. Okay? And how different would our lives be if we just believe that first line? Sirach is so filled with wisdom. And if you've never read Sirach, I really encourage you to read it. It's a fun read. It's an easy read. And the wisdom contained in Sirach is so practical for everyday life. And that's why in the responsorial psalm, we're praising. Blessed are those who follow the law of the Lord, because by following his law, you follow him. But this is where we have to make an important distinction. Just following the letter of the law doesn't necessarily mean you're following the spirit of it. That a lot of times we can just follow the rules. People will seek to just sort of follow the commandments. But a lot of times what that does is it breeds inside of us this desire to find the loophole. It's more about following the rules than following the author of the rules. And that's what they're warning us about today, these scripture writers. That's what the Holy Spirit is warning us about. It's not just about following the rules. It's about following God. It's not just about figuring out how to do whatever you want in your life and not offend God and get sent to hell. It's about finding true life by following God. And that way, we end up in heaven. In this second reading, it says, we speak a wisdom to those who are mature, but not a wisdom of this age. And it goes on to talk about how God predetermines the ages and his glory. It can be very, very confusing. But listen closely. It says, rather, we speak of God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden. And how does God reveal this wisdom to us? Through the Holy Spirit. And where do we encounter the Holy Spirit? In Scripture, in the sacraments, in the church. This is not too difficult to figure out. That the Holy Spirit wants us to live, and the Holy Spirit will lead us to life. That's why in this gospel reading, as Jesus is trying to talk, he's talking about the scribes and the Pharisees and how they try to look very righteous, the way they follow the commandments. But this was a group of people that followed the letter of the law, but they missed the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. They missed the Spirit of the law, who was Christ standing right in front of them. And he says to them, I didn't come to abolish the law, I came to fulfill it. What he's trying to explain to them is, look, just following the rules is not enough. It's about following God. The rules should help you to follow God. The rules should help you to stay close to God, to love him better. But what we truly see here is Jesus giving us an invitation to something more, not just hell avoidance. He's giving us an invitation to eternal life, to salvation, to heaven, to a joy that you can never attain on earth and you can never find on your own. He's inviting us into a new covenant, a new comprehension, a wider perspective. And when Christ gives us this invitation, we see something very distinct. Heaven is an invitation, my brothers and my sisters. It's an invitation that we are given at our baptism. We are invited to live forever in eternal joy with the Father. And every day on earth is a response to that invitation. But we also see is that hell is a decision, is that when we reject the law, when we reject our God, when we reject the life that He desires for us, true life, everlasting life, that's our own decision. So this really isn't a God sitting there casting people into hell and sending people into heaven. This is God putting an invitation in front of us and every day of our life becoming an active response through His grace to that invitation. This week, the commandments are laid out as they always are. This week, the choices will be put before you and I. And every decision that we make is a step towards Him or a step away. Choose wisely.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.